got my wife a fridge for Christmas. I can't wait to see her face light up when she opens it.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Christmas is a coming, but don't panic. It comes every year. And to help you this year, we have picked out gifts just for you to give. First, there's animal paw socks. Yes, if people see just your socks coming, they'll think you're a dog or a bear or a moose. Hide in the closet, scare the kids. Or there's a large welcome mat with a picture of your cat on it. It says things like, remember that they love me, you're just a friend. You will be sniffed and possibly licked. To you, I am the cat. To them, I'm the baby. They like me more than they like most humans. If you don't like cat hair, stay off the sofa. You get the idea. I guess that's why they call it furniture. Here's another Christmas gift idea. How about a stocking for those who've been naughty? It comes complete with a lump of coal in it. Or a pillow that looks like a loaf of bread. Cost $13. That's too much dough. Or a miniature violin that'll fit in your hand. Give them something to fiddle with. Or you can get a box that says, this box contains nothing. Exactly what you wanted. When my kids ask what I want, I can't think of a single thing. I just want to hang out with them around a twinkling tree, celebrating God's relentless love for us. And I'd like to beat them soundly in table games like chess, checkers, crokinole, rook, uno, skippo, and the only violent game we allow in the house, Dutch Blitz. Years ago, my wife received a most memorable gift, and last night when the sun set far too early on a rather dismal and discouraging day, she pulled it out of a drawer, opened it, and we sat there reading with an avalanche of memories cheering us up. The box was crammed with small notes, each with something heartfelt from the kids and their spouses, praise usually reserved for funerals. One kind word can change someone's day. So the kids gave my wife a whole box of them. Our daughter Rachel wrote, Mom, you taught me how to speak words of life, how to give of myself with joy. You taught me how to make everything an offering to God, and that even if your husband drives you bonkers, never complain. Rachel also wrote, you are so pure of heart that when we were driving and almost hit something in the road, you yelled a farm word you must have learned as a little girl. It made me fall over laughing. Here's one from our daughter-in-law, Dallas. You think the best of people and treat them as image bearers of God, and you willingly share your best chocolate. Ah, Dallas, we've decided to put you back in the will. Daughter-in-law, Ray Lynn, wrote, I am thankful for your complete love and acceptance of us and our three adopted children. Beautiful. From son Jeff, you showed me what really matters by how you live and the things you invest your time in. You're the two people I admire the most. Well, he's definitely back in the will. Ramona would be quick to say she is no saint, but it's rather nice when relatives or friends say such things while you're alive. And Christmas is about Jesus, the Word who became flesh and lived among us. How appropriate that we speak words that are uplifting, encouraging, and life-giving. Forget stressing over what to buy and think of something to say. What Christmas gift can beat that phone call, that text, that note that a friend or relative just may read again one day, many years from now? I'll close with words from a card our son Stephen wrote to his mom. You cleaned up after me, cooked my food, did my laundry, and you never once grumbled about it till I was 12 years old. And he's sitting right across from me, about 3 feet away, smiling. Hey, Merry Christmas.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.